Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Searches at the remote reservoir in Portugal related to the disappearance of Madeleine McCann have finished up, with some papers reporting a discovery of a relevant clue involved in the search. And for more on this, we're joined now by Kate Connolly, Berlin correspondent for The Guardian and The Observant. Good morning to you, Kate. First of all, before we get into anything that was found, what do we know with regard to what's happened over the last 3 days?
So we know that, as you said, a three-day search was carried out where they excavated land on a peninsula which juts into a reservoir which is around 30 miles or 50 kilometres from where Madeleine McCann disappeared from a holiday resort in 2007. And it's also where Christian Bruckner, a German national who is considered the main suspect in the case, had a mobile home. And we know that he frequented it a lot. And we know that they used pickaxes, trimmers and chainsaws to clear the land initially. And they were focusing on a very specific area, a reservoir bank, rather than the water. And they used radar equipment. And finally, they appeared to bore into the ground and take soil samples away and bags of samples of other things that they said they had found, which are now being sent to Germany, for forensic analysis. The fact that the Germans are leading this specific operation is because of the fact that Christian Bruckner is their main suspect, and that they have the jurisdiction over the case at this time.
And Christian Bruckner was known to frequent this reservoir around the time of Madeleine McCann's disappearance. I believe they've even isolated it down to the very weekend of following her disappearance that he was there due to phone records. Do we know whether or not, Kate, anything significant has been found? I've seen mixed reports.
We don't know anything at this stage is speculation, other than that the police themselves confirmed that they were taking material away. They were seen taking bags of materials away. We don't know. We understand that they're looking for soil samples which could show them who was actually there at the site at the time, and also other objects. There are some reports, unconfirmed, that they were specifically looking for a camcorder belonging to Bruckner and a gun that petty criminals he had rubbed shoulders with had claimed to have stolen from his camper van. And the thinking is, according to these petty criminals who've spoken to the police, that the camcorder contains images of attacks that Bruckner has carried out on other people. Now, as I said, that is pure speculation. At the moment, we have just had the Portuguese police confirming that the collected material was to be delivered to the German authorities, and the German prosecutor, Hans Christian Wolters, saying that they would tell the journalists who had been gathered there, if they didn't find anything, we would certainly tell you quickly. That didn't come. He didn't say that they hadn't found anything. They've just said that we have taken things away, and we will let you know when there is something.
And maybe lastly, Kate, are you getting any sense from German authorities that they think this investigation is actually progressing, or is this a routine going through the motions? Is there any sense of that in Germany?
Well, I mean, there was Some thought that they were really dragging their heels on this case, not least these very tantalising remarks that have come from the chief prosecutor, the prosecutor Wolters, in the city of Braunschweig, where he has said, "We believe he killed the child, but we cannot tell you what our reasons are for believing that."
Okay.
But they have pursued the case, and this search, I think, proves that they're really not letting it go, and that they had a real reason to be there, because there were police there from Portugal, from the Met, from Germany, you know, a lot of people working together. And I think we just have to wait. In the coming days, we might expect something to be revealed.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Kate Connolly there, the Berlin correspondent for The Guardian and
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.